You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
I'm sitting on a wall outside Hackney Town Hall with Kieran. He's wolfing down a plate of pizza, rice and chicken that was cooked by Didi's Help the Homeless organisation that provide meals for people around Hackney. Kieran's now in a hostel, but before that, he was homeless in Camden for almost a year. It all began when he split up with his girlfriend and ended up with him sleeping inside Regent's Park. He felt safer behind the big high gates of the park than he did out on the streets at night. And Kieran's a veteran.
I've seen 2 tours of Afghanistan. I did 15 years in the army, and I've come out and I've got a PTSD. I've got a mental health problem where I can't be all right. Next minute I get really down, and I've got no support there for me. There's nothing there to help me. I don't know. It's crazy. It really is. It's a bad situation to be in.
Kieran's strong, very well built, and he's intense when he talks. He likes telling stories, like the one about when some rich young picnickers got themselves locked inside Regent's Park after dark and began to panic when they couldn't hop over the fence that Kieran had been climbing over every night. Since he only recently left the army, Kieran should have been given priority for housing by Camden Council. That's according to the military covenant that was signed into law by David Cameron in 2011. Camden Safer Streets team were aware of Kieran and his case, but they ended up in a standoff over what was essentially a technicality.
Because I was sleeping in Regent's Park, they wouldn't help me. They said, no, we can't come. Well, I said, I'll meet you outside the park. They went, no, you're in the park, you need to be bedding down on the street. And I'm saying, well, that's not making sense.
Did they really? So what? That was literally what they said?
Yeah, that's what they said to me.
They said, move on to the
street. Move on to the street. Bed down in somewhere where we can find you. And I'm saying, I don't do that because it makes me more vulnerable. I tried telling them about my PTSD, and they still went, nah, it's not acceptable. So,
was it always the same person, or did you speak to a few people?
But it was always the same regime what they had. But they're very good at passing the book on. And what else I noticed, when I rung up mental health, you know, mental health charities, they never got back to me. When I told them I was an ex-soldier, I'm suffering from PTSD, there's just no resources there because there's been so much cutbacks. It's not there no more. It's not there. I had to go to the sittings of advice to do me a letter, and they had to prove my background of being in the army. And broke it down into sections of law saying, served ex-armed forces, is a priority need, suffers from PTSD. And the housing didn't like that because I took the fight to him, and it's shocking. It really is, it's shocking.
Yeah.
And the street is like shit. Basically, the street is like shit. And it's been going on years. This problem's been going on years and years and years. And it's not getting better. But now, they're looking at homelessness now, it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. It's not just that people with drug problems or drink problems, it's happening to everyone now, because the way the government's making our people live, they're targeting the wrong people as well, the vulnerable people, and they're pushing them into the homelessness. It's a mess. It really is, it's a mess. There should be more help. There should be more help for people. It's not just like for ex-soldiers, but for everyone who fits in that category, who needs it, and it's like in mental health. They've cut so much mental health. Some of these guys can't even get appointments. They can't get this. You know, yesterday I met a girl and her son living on the streets, and I thought that's bad. Do you know, all right, son and mum living on the streets. Do you know, it's bad.
We sat talking on that wall for a good half hour, and in all that time, Kieran never raised his voice, but I could tell that there was an underlying anger and a real intensity to everything he said. He has every right to be angry. But unfortunately, it is not unusual to be a veteran and be homeless, or to have a mental health condition and be out on the street, or to be unable to access the help that should be on offer because of what is essentially a technicality.
You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.